like to share a patient story. This is a patient that came to Johns Hopkins, a real estate agent, retired 64-year-old, who had a heart attack and had a stent, was put on medications, but left the hospital unprepared. He left the hospital, went down to do his usual trip to Florida for golfing, and unfortunately came back to Baltimore with crushing chest pain. We did all that we could for him, but unfortunately he died on the table. And the reason why is because he was unprepared when he left the hospital. He didn't have any hospital follow-up. He left on the weekend. He did not have any understanding of his medications, we assume, because he missed medications when he was golfing out on the golf course. I'd like to say that he's an outlier or a rare occurrence, but unfortunately he's becoming the norm. 1 in 5 Americans that suffer a heart attack are coming right back to the hospital within 30 days. That's called a short interval hospital readmission. 3.3 million patients are being readmitted around the country with heart attacks. And at Hopkins, we're penalized by Center for Medicare and Medicaid $9 million every year, with $41.3 billion being spent on these readmission problems. So this is a major issue across the country. Our solution, Core Health, really focuses on developing a platform from hospital day one through the transition home. We work with patients through building skills in the hospital by deploying our digital health solution, tracking them wirelessly, why they're in the hospital and why they're going home, connecting this with the electronic medical record, and making sure that through data analytics, we identify those risk factors of patients who might run into trouble when they're transitioning home and need some help so we can keep them from having bad outcomes like Mr. Winston. Working together in Cupertino with Apple, we built the first cardiology care kit app to focus on cardiology recovery for heart attack patients. This pairs with the Apple Watch to track vital signs of recovery, including heart rate, steps, and activity levels, as well as providing reminders about appointments and reminders about medications. This also keys in with a blood pressure cuff that helps keep people on track with their blood pressure monitoring. What's exciting is we've been approved from our regulatory committee to be testing this with patients. So we are live right now at Johns Hopkins Hospital, Johns Hopkins Bayview, testing this with heart attack patients. Our plan, again, is to scale this to more hospitals within the Hopkins system, that's 6 total, and then expand to more hospitals to see how this can help our heart attack patients recover. Our market size is enormous. We have $41.3 million being spent specifically on patient readmissions. When you look at heart attack survivors, we know that this number is increasing as more and more patients are having heart attacks at younger and younger ages. More people are having smartphones, but we estimate at least 50% of the populations that have heart attacks will have a smartphone with them. We're targeting the level one hospitals that have at least 1,000 heart attacks a year. So that's over 800 in the United States alone. This is a big problem, and there's lots of people trying to get into the field. Core Health is unique because we stand out by applying these platforms within the hospital setting in an inpatient. Not once they leave and they're feeling better and have forgotten about their heart attack, but when they've just recovered, they're very engaged and they need the information in order to actually change their health behaviors and follow up with the important providers when they leave. Where we're going next is very exciting. Our first quarter is to actually build this not only in Apple iOS, but also Android development. We're going to be building our team development by acquiring funding from hopefully $500,000 in seed funding over the next 2 quarters. And our next and final process is to scale. So imagine that you're not a heart attack patient, but you're a patient that suffers from asthma. Asthma patients are one of the top patients to be readmitted for problems with running out of their inhalers or not following up with a pulmonologist. Heart failure is also a major problem. So as we scale to hospitals outside of Hopkins, we also scale to other specialties and medical conditions. We also explore other funding partners, including insurers. Right now, Aetna Health is only charging $25 for a smartwatch to be paired with current applications, and we're looking at many different venues that insurers could get into. Sure, absolutely. So I'm just going to click back to the slide here. So in speaking with Hopkins Hospital Bayview, Beth Israel, Howard County, and University of Maryland, top administrators said they would be willing to pay an annual fee to help reduce the costs that they're incurring from penalties from early readmission from Medicare and Medicaid. They recommended they would pay $50 per patient, and they would want to pay up for 1,000 subscriptions to our annual-based model. So based on that, if you take $50 per patient per month, and 1,000 patients per hospital. That's $600,000 that we're looking at. And when you run that through with the 800 hospitals just in the United States alone, of course, I've not mentioned global health, which is a huge option that we have as well, that would lead to a $480 million revenue estimate.